I've never prayed you before. I have no tongue for it. No one, not even you, will remember if we were good men or bad, why we fought or why we died. No. All that matters is the truth to the many. That's what's important. Father, please, you, Crom, so grant me one request. Grant me revenge. And if you do not listen, then the hell with you.
Okay, hello and welcome to episode 75 of Sean Hammer. I know I was going to take a little bit before I got to this, but I got something in the mail. It is my new portable recording device from Tascam. So I'm giving it a whirl, and I'm going to go ahead and record a show. I'm going to do Jacob Lynch today, so that's all I'm going to focus on, so it's going to be a shorter show. I want to remind everyone about the contest. You can win yourself a Malifaux crew, as well as I'm going to throw a new puppet deck in there. To enter that contest, it's easy. Email me, subject, Malifaux, and go ahead, let me know what I can do for the show. That'll get you on how you like the show. Give me some feedback. That will actually give you one entry to the show. Second one will be leave me an iTunes review. That'll be two. Let's see. Listen to last show. I went a little bit more into it. But yeah, now I threw a Puppet Wars puppet deck into the mix. So hopefully it will be enticing for someone to join the contest. Now we have Jacob Lynch. I'm going straight to it, not telling you about what I've done or nothing. But here we go. He's the master of the new Ten Thunders dual faction Neverborn crew from the Storm of Shadows box. He's got a Soulstone Cache of 2, 30mm base, walk of 4, 6 charge, height 2, willpower 6 with a tome, casting 6 with a mask, defense 5 with a mask, and 8 wounds. Now, pretty much, if you're looking for a master that's kind of like Mayfang or Misaki to be the beat stick, Jacob is not that. Actually, he's a support master, not really a combat master. And his totem, the Hungry Darkness, is actually the combat part of this. So we'll get there. Let's see. Talents, he's got his abilities. He's got Ace in the Hole. When his model flips or cheats fate with a one of mask card. Hold on a second, let me turn this off. That card chooses a red joker, not the one of masks. So Jacob is allowed to actually be able to have like two masks, I guess, in his deck. He's a cheat ambassador. This model always cheats fate last in an opposed duel. He's a gunfighter. And he's running around with a holdout pistol of 8 range, 5 with a mask, and 2, 3, 4 damage. Guess not too shabby. He's got the ability Mulligan. Once per encounter, after drawing cards during the draw phase, this model's controller may reveal them and discard his or her hand to redraw the same number of cards. So that's pretty cool. He's got Never Touch the Stuff. This model can never gain the brilliance characteristic. Let's see. Slave to Darkness, this model's ability may be used when an opposing model with a brilliance characteristic is killed or sacrificed, and there is no friendly Hungering Darkness in play. You can discard 2 cards of the same value, then place a friendly Hungering Darkness in base to base while in a base contact with the killed or sacrificed model before it is removed from play. The Hungering Darkness enters plays with its current wounds equal to half the value of the discarded cards. And is connected to this master. After it is placed, sacrifice any other totems connected to this model. This ability may be used once per turn. So that's pretty cool. Allows you to get the Hungering Darkness back. He's got Strange Bedfellows. Crews led by this model may always hire the following models at no additional cost. sorrows stitched together, models with the brilliance characteristic, and height one models with the woe characteristic. That's pretty cool, a little bit using up some of the woe, so I don't know if that's ever going to incorporate Candy or Baby Kate into the mix. But let's see, for actions, he's got card trick. It's one action. This model's controller discards one card, then the model receives one general AP, but this AP cannot be used to cast spells. He's got quick retreat, push this model up to 4 inches. This model must be in the enemy model's melee range to perform this action. So he's kind of like a little bit of a coward. For triggers, he comes with this and his CB with the mask. He's got the holdout pistol. If the attack hits, inflict no damage. Instead, this model's controller randomly chooses and reveals a card from the target model's hand. Target suffers an effect based on the card suit. So we got the Black Joker. The model's controller chooses one effect. Jacob suffers that effect. If you pull a mask, the weapon inflicts an uncheatable damage of 3-5-6. RAM. If you flip a mask, the target receives paralyzed. Crow, target gains poison 2. Tome, the target receives a negative CB and a negative CA. And Red Joker, this model's controller chooses one effect. So, could be situational, but good. Let's see, we have Pip the Ace with his holdout pistol, needing a RAM, which you don't need a RAM for this. This model's controller may discard up to 3 cards after hitting the defender. The attack damage receives a plus for each card discarded. He's got 5 of a kind, which is a defense willpower. Let's see. If this model successfully resists a spell that was cheated during the casting duel, it may perform a ranged strike targeting the casting model. He's got Squeal, just like the Gremlins, but this one's with a mask. I think maybe the Gremlins are too. I haven't looked at it. After this model is damaged by an enemy melee attack, push it 4 inches directly away from the spell, from the attacker. So it basically stops models some, like Lilith coming in and beating the shit out of you and stuff, and or Lady J. Let's see. And Squeal, he's automatically got it on his defense. So you're going to get one hit, and then he's going to run away. Simple as that. For spells, we'll go to 2. He's got 2. We'll do the one that everyone takes Jacob for last. For one spell, he's got the Source, which is a casting cost of 13. Dash resist 6 aura. Friendly models with a brilliance characteristic receive a +1 walk at the start of their activation. And here it is, the Dead Man's Hand. Let's see. The spell must have targeted enemy model. Jacob's controller flips 3 cards. As each card is flipped, if the card is 1 or 8, it is discarded. If not, when you do it, if the card is odd, Jacob's controller takes it into his or her hand. And target enemy model controller discards a card, if able. If the card is even, Jacob's controller takes it into his hand. And the target enemy model controls the card. This spell cannot be cast using magical extension. Now we'll get on to a little bit of Jacob. Like I said, he's average with a walk and charge. For spells, Source is pretty straightforward. If you have brilliance, you're within the aura. You get +1 walk at the start of your activation. Kind of like how the bells have the +1 walk with Sheamus. Let's see, the Dead Man's Hand is his spell. He's going to be doing this a lot. And like I said, it allows you to draw 3 cards, you add them into your hand depending on how even or odd they are. Your opponent will either get to draw a card or be forced to discard one, so a little bit of hand manipulation is really good. The spell is really handy for stacking your hand. Basically, simple as that. Let's see. Holdout pistol. Pretty decent. Slave to Darkness. Is one of his signature abilities. Does allow him to summon. Or to place. Not summon. Sorry. Hungry Darkness. On the table wherever a model with a brilliance dies. For the low price of 2 cards of the same value. Pretty much for resilience, Jacob. He's only really there for one reason. Most masters are there to be a master. This guy here is right. He's only there so you can have hungering darkness on the table. I'm not going to lie to you. You know, I mean, you can look at it by his abilities. Quick retreat, squeal, never touch his stuff, cheating bastard. You know, you can go in there. You got to keep him alive to keep hungering darkness alive. So that is going to be it for Jacob. We'll go on to his totem, which is, I've said a couple, said already, the hungry darkness. Let's see. Even though Jacob is the master, the hungering darkness, I think, is in charge. I mean, he's pretty beefy. He's a 50mm base, dual faction, 10 thunders, Neverborn. He's spirit totem to Jacob Lynch, and he's unique. 5 walk, 8 charge, height 3, willpower 6, casting 7 with a mask, defense 4, 7 wounds. He's got tendrils, which is 3 range, 6 with a mask, CB, and 2, 4, 6 damage. Now, for his abilities, I mean, he's got a lot of abilities for being a totem. Like I said, it's kind of weird that he is a totem because he has more abilities than any other totem out there. Ancient Evil. Immediately after this model is placed, using Slave to Darkness ability, enemy models within 5 inches perform a willpower 12 morale duel. Enemy models lose immunity to morale duels while performing this duel. Pretty cool. Companion Jacob Lynch. Dark Pact. Crews led by Jacob Lynch automatically include this model. The model's crew may elect to gain 2 soul stones into its pool during the cruel building instead of deploying it as normal. Hungering Darkness does float. Empty Promises. Friendly, the depleted models lose insignificant characteristic while they have line of sight to this model. And let's not forget Height 3. That's going to help out really a lot. Let's see. He's got Symbiote. This model counts as a master for talents and spells and is worth 0 soul stones for strategy and scheme purposes. Terrifying 12. always going to make your opponent use cards out of hand. Simple as that. He's got Feast or Famine. At the end of activation phase, if this model is within 5 inches of one or more models with a brilliance characteristic, nominate one of those models. This model inflicts 1 wound on the nominated model and heals 1 wound. If the model is not within 5 inches of this, a 1 or more with the brilliance characteristic at the activation phase, it suffers 1 wound. Doesn't have to be yours, but can be your enemies. Let's not forget that. Big guy here can use soul stones. He's got the spell With You. His model's casting flips receive a +1 when targeting a model with brilliance characteristic. Tendrils paired. Magical, this weapon's damage flips receive a plus flip when damaging a model with a brilliance characteristic. Models wounded by this weapon gain the brilliance characteristic. You can see the synergy here. He's going to be giving out brilliance characteristics, and he gets better if you have them. It's a casting expert. He's got consume brilliance for 0 activation. Models within the brilliance characteristic must win a defense 14 duel or suffer 1 wound. Friendly models may immediately choose to lose this duel before any cards are flipped. This model then heals itself number of wounds suffered by the models losing the duel. So, big guy can heal off other ones in 14, kind of like sacrificing themselves for the greater hungering darkness. Anyway, for triggers, he's got You Are Mine. With the light tendrils inside, the light inside and tendrils. The gained brilliance characteristic lasts at the end of the encounter. He's got Enveloped by Darkness with his tendrils. After this model inflicts damage with his weapon, the defender performs a melee weapon CB-13 duel. If the defender loses the duel, the same damage again. Oh, it suffers the same damage again. My bad, I gotta learn to read better. He's got Excess Essence Drain with his tendrils. This will be CB with a needing a crow. This model performs a healing flip after killing a living model with this weapon. Now, big guy's got some spells here. He's got the light inside. Simple, straightforward. Target model gains the brilliance characteristic. Magical extension. Everyone knows what that is. Heed my voice. If the target model has a brilliance characteristic, the spell ignores immunity to on willpower duels. Target enemy non-master model immediately performs a one action or charge controlled by you. The action selected may not charge and cause the model to be killed or sacrificed as a part of an action, and this spell can be cast once per activation. He's got Serve Me. Target friendly model with brilliance characteristic receives Reactivate. Target model is removed from the game at the end of the second activation and is count by killed by the opponent for victory condition purposes. And this spell can only be cast once per turn. Oh, wow, that's a lot for the big guy. You can tell that close combat is where this guy really kicks butt at. This is where he needs to be. He needs to be close to enemy models causing brilliance so he doesn't take damage. He's got a nice big long reach with his tentacles. He's a casting expert. You know, he gets him one free spell per activation. Let's see. For staying on the board, Hungering Darkness has a few ways to keep himself alive. But you have had models with brilliance by him. He's got Feast or Famine and Consume Brilliance, so that's pretty cool. Let's see. Magical extension, the only spell you can cast with Jacobs is the Source. And so not forget that he's got some staying power. He is a spirit. He does float, so that'd be kind of really cool. Now, if you've noticed with the big guy here, Hungering Darkness, he really relies on having brilliance on the table. Giving up brilliance really thrives on it, I guess. In the story in the book, it talks about, you know, him doing his whole thing. It's pretty cool. Let's see. Going through. We want to keep brilliance on people with Hungering Darkness. You could give opponents brilliance by this melee attack with tendrils. The light inside allows brilliance. Let's see. Oh, I'll get to that. I got a little cheat sheet about ways to give out brilliance to everyone, and we'll go through it after we go through the rest of them. Next up, we have the Beckoner. This is a 5 Soulstone model. Probably one of the reasons certain people buy the box set because of these models. I don't have no other way to put it. I think they're hookers. They're hookers. that's it. So, let's go on to them. They are, badly worded. 30mm base, walk 5, 8 charge, height 2, willpower 6, casting 6 with a mask, defense 5, wound 6, women. Let's see. For weapons, they have 2. They have a nail rake, which is 1. Sorry. Great podcasting. They have nail rake, 1-inch range, CB5, 1-2-3 damage, and they have honeyed words, which is 12-inch range, no CB, and a 1-3-4 damage. Now, for abilities, they have Don't Bite the Hand. Models with a brilliance characteristic receive a double negative to the attack and casting flips when targeting this model. So a little bit of resilience there. They hand out the brilliance, these models, and in turn, you get negative flips against them if you're trying to hit them. These Beckners are irresistible, so enemy models must win a willpower duel 12 when targeting this model. They fail it. Action fails, and they may not be ignored by any talent. They have The Party Never Ends, which is 6-inch aura. While this model is within the aura, its brilliance characteristics cannot be removed and does not end at the resolve effect step. That's pretty cool. So your Beckoners will actually keep the brilliance on characters as long as they're close to the models. For the weapons, with the Honey Words, attacks performed with this weapon use the willpower instead of its CB. Ignore cover. If this weapon inflicts one or more wounds on a model, it gains the brilliance characteristic. There we go. Always giving it. Let's see. Nail Rake is poison 1. Actions. 0 actions. Know my client. This model receives a +2 to its casting and willpower when targeting a model with a brilliance characteristic. And Seductive Swagger. Pushes model up to 4 inches if currently within Push his mono up to 4 inches if it is currently within an enemy model's melee range. So, a little bit of movement tricks in there. For triggers, they have the gentle caress with their come hither spell. After both models are pushed, if the target is in this model's melee range, target gains the brilliance characteristic. Not that kind of girl with come hither, needing a crow. After both models are pushed, if the target is in the model's melee range with this model, performs a melee weapon strike targeting the model. So it's like, anyway, let's go. Willpower, the next one is first taste free. This is for honey words, needing a mask. And after this weapon inflicts one or more damage on the defender receives -1 defense or -1 willpower. This model's controller's choice. The effects are cumulative and last to start the model's next activation phase. So, real controlling the other models. Spells, they have Come Hither, what's their one spell. Casting cost 13 with a mask, which they have. Resist willpower 12 range. Target model pushes its walk towards its model. Charge, if the target has brilliance characteristic, then this model's controller may push its model up to the walk towards the target. And they have sales pitch. Target model receives 1 fewer general AP at the start of its next activation for each mask in the model's casting total. This spell may be cast once per turn. So, not too shabby. They come in the box set, so I'm all for using the models. Wait, they don't come in the box set, do they? Well, I would buy these. Basically, they're the Rotten Bell of the Lynch's crew. You're not even going to... Not even joke around with that. They're Neverborn Rotten Bells. Average, walk and charge. They do get the extra movement with Come Hither. They're definitely control pieces. And they function by pulling the enemies closer, keeping them within range, keeping the brilliance on them. Simple as that. Come Hither, their spell, is basically is the reason why you're taking the Beckoner. Works kind of like lures, that's why you put them next to the Rotten Bells. So, you know, pushing the target towards the Beckoner, moving them towards her, you know. Let's see. Like I said, they're really going to go on their... they're really there to mitigate your crew. With the don't bite the hand, you know, giving you negative flips for attacking them. You know, a little bit, you know, board control pieces or, like, opponent control pieces. Let's see. Yeah, you're going to want to take them with Jacob Lynch. That's a no-brainer. They fit well with the theme. And that's about all I got for them. I think you should include them in Jacob Lynch, at least one. And next up, we have Mr. Graves. This is a minion that I honestly believe you should take him. I think this book has, everyone's got a 40 millimeter base giant in it. Not giant, but a kick butt figure. We have Mr. Graves. He's a Nephilim. He's unique, and he has brilliance. Soulstone cost of 7, with a 5 walk, 7 charge, height 3 himself, willpower 5, casting of 5, defense of 4, 9 wounds. Now he's got good walk and charge looking at it, not too bad. Armor 1, he's got black blood because he's a Nephilim. He's got an ability called Not In Here. This model's melee attacks receive a +1 ram when targeting a model with a brilliance characteristic. And don't forget, he's got brilliance, so when he's attacking you, hitting you, he's giving you brilliance as well. He's ruthless. He's got shove aside, so that means he ignores height 1 and height 2 models. He's slow to die, wicked, so he is taking parting shots on you. For weapon, he's got fence post. This weapon's damage flips receive a plus flip against height 1 and height 2 models. It's got 2 range, 6 CB, and 3, 4, 5 damage. For his actions, he has Show You the Door for 1. This model and target enemy model within 1 inch perform a melee versus defense duel. If this model wins the duel, its controller may push the target model up to 5 inches, then push his model towards the target until is in base to base with the target itself. And he's got two actions for Flurry. What kind of demon bouncer would he be if he didn't have Flurry? Let's see. He's got triggers, needing a ram, stay out. After resolving the action, now this model performs a strike targeting the push model. So allows you to... This is for show you the door, so he throws you out, takes a strike. He's got broke something, which is attack on a trigger on his fence post. After damaging the defender with his weapon, defender may not spend more than a total of 2 AP general actions and specific combined during its next activation. Let's see. Spells, he's got 0 spell. Bar is closed. Choose a point on the table within 6 inches in line of sight of this model. This model's controller may push other models, losing the resist duel 4 inches directly away from the chosen point. Now that's pretty good board control. I mean, this guy right here, he's pushing you around where he wants. He's making you run from... You can put this up. Choose a point that's objective. Make him run away from it, you know. Yeah, a lot of good control here. He's got keeping the peace. Charging enemy models must win a melee CB12 duel before starting attack flip or receive negative to the charge damage flip. And he's got settle tab. Before the damage flip, this model controller discards up to 3 cards. The target's controller may then choose to discard the same number of cards. The damage flip receives plus for each card not discarded by the target's controller. So now we got some card manipulation in there. Definitely pretty good. Let's see, looking at him, he's respectable walk, pretty cool. He's got some movement tricks with the bars closed, so that's pretty cool. Offensively speaking, let's look at it. Defense post is minimum damage of 3. And pretty much it receives a positive flip against a lot of everything in the game. You can flurry with a fence post, and if you get a ram to his combat when swinging, they get the Brian's characteristic. You try disengaging from them, and if you're harmless, pitiful models, it doesn't matter. He's got black blood, so if you're going to deal damage with melee, you're taking the black blood damage. He's got armor 1, slow to die. He's pretty cool. Let's see. Yeah, and don't forget that the bar is closed. You can push your own models up further across the table. That's one thing I had to come to grasp with Malifaux. His lot of spells, when I first started getting into this, I was thinking, well, they needed to be cast on enemy models. But not really, as I found out quite quickly, that you can do them on your own models and get a lot of control, extra activations, and moving your own shit around. So it's pretty cool. Next up, we have the little creep. I like to call him Mr. Tannen. He is a woe, and he's unique. 6 soul stones, 4 walk, no charge, height 2, willpower 6, casting 5, defense 4, 6 wound, little booger. He's got ability called Cooler, 6-inch aura. An enemy model must discard a card before it can cheat fate. If it cannot discard, it cannot cheat fate. Okay. He's got Equalized Fate. When an enemy model starts to activation, engage with its model. If the enemy model's controller has more cards in his or her hand than you do, you must discard down to the same number. This guy's immune to influence. He's pitiful. Shambling. He ignores severe movement penalties. For his actions, he has Dampened Fate, 6-inch aura. Enemy models drawing 1 or more cards during the activation phase draw 1 fewer card. Enemies lose the Arcane Reservoir ability, and this effect lasts until end of the next draw phase. So here we go. We got a woe in here that's even affecting what you're going to draw if you have any bonuses and stuff. He's got Lethargy. Enemy models receiving 1 or more flips reduce the number of flips by 1. For triggers, he's got Yawn with his Bored to Tears. Defender also loses use Soul Stone ability to start of its next activation. End of its next activation. Sorry. He's got spells. Lux Turning. If target opponent cheated fate first during the opposing duels, target cannot cheat fate with a higher value card than the opponent's card. Let's see. Bored to Tears. Target model receives negative 1 I mean, negative two, walk and charge, the end of its next activation. This guy's running around with a little pocket knife. One inch range, CB4, 1-3-4 damage. Not that really great damage, but he's got, looking at him, he's got his pocket knife, no triggers with it. He's got no range attacks. Let's see, he's immune, influence, and pitiful. Let's see. He's just there to be a real hindrance. I don't know if I'm actually running this guy if I was to pick it up, but we'll go from there. I mean, he's cute little story in here about him and Mr. Graves when Jacob Lynch actually starts with them before he becomes, you know, a slave to the darkness. Next up, we have the Depleted. This is a minion. Sosung Cash 4, 5 walk, 0 charge, height 2, willpower 4, 2 casting, 3 defense, 6 wounds. He's got Smoldering Grasp as a weapon with range of 1, CB4, 1-2-4 damage. Let's see. He's got armor plus 1. He's got the ability Consumed by it. The Consumed Brilliance of action inflicts 2 wounds on its model instead of 1. It also heals 2 instead of 1. This model feels nothing. Attacks against this model, inflicting severe damage, inflict moderate damage instead. Damage flips with the red Joker. Ignore this effect. These models are hard to kill. They're immune to influence. They're shambling. Their Smoldering Grasp allows damage done by this weapon gain 1 burning token. This weapon receives a plus 1 against models with a brilliance characteristic. So now you're giving out a different type of effect to your enemy models. Let's see, actions 0, drawn to light. This model pushes up to 5 inches towards the model with the brilliance characteristic. And let's not forget that the Hungering Darkness, does he have it? I just went over this. Don't forget, can get closer. Anyway, forget what I said. Triggers, Burnout with Smoldering Grasp. If this model inflicts one or more wounds with this weapon, Defender's Controller must discard one card if able, and reduce the Cinder. If this model is killed by a melee attack performed by an enemy model, this model generates 2 damage pulse. It's a time bomb before it's removed from game. All damage with this within this pulse gain the brilliance characteristic. So there we are, a little for Allah. They're basically there. I can see in here they're cheap targets for the Hungering Darkness. They can't charge, but they do walk 5. They got the drawn light to push them extra 5. So that's pretty cool. Let's see. Basically, they're just the heal Hungering Darkness, be there handing out some brilliance tokens, blow up and become tar pits, and objective grabbers for Lynch's crew. I don't know what else to say. 4 soul stones, do I think it's appropriate right compared to some other models? 4 soul stones, like the Witch Hunters? I'm not sure, but, well, you gotta take what you can get, I guess. Last up, we have the Illuminated. These guys are 6 Soulstone Cash models. 5 walk, 8 charge, height 2, willpower 6, casting 5, defense 5, 6 wound creatures. They have further weapons, Hardened Brilliance, which is range of 2, CB5 with a mask, and 2-4-5 damage. Not bad at all. And they have Scintillating, anyway, something cloud. 8 range, 4 with a mask, 3-4-5 damage. Again, with severe being with 5 damage, not too bad, and moderate being 4, pretty good. These guys are basically people who have been exposed to darkness brilliance for too long, and it builds up inside of them. The models show this because they have, well, they got mutations, basically. One's got a like Wolverine claw demons. One's got a demon coming out of them, and one's got a Cthulhu face. Well, they're pretty cool. A lot of good modeling possibilities here. Let's see. These guys have armor 1. They have regeneration. They're ruthless and stubborn. Their cloud thing is magical. For the triggers, they have flay with an extra mask. An extra mask they have filled with stars with their cloud effect. After resolving a hit with this weapon, place a 50mm round marker touching the defenders. All models touched by the marker gain the brilliance characteristic. So, there you go. Let's see. Casting enveloped trigger. This model may select two different effects instead of one. And the Brill Shaper is the spell that it will be able to trigger off of, which is a casting cost 10, resist dash range C, which I'm assuming is close combat. This model gains one of the following effects at the end of its into the start of its next activation. The scintillating cloud weapon receives a +1 mask. Its weapon's damage flips receive a plus or two pluses if the target has the brilliance characteristic. And don't forget, these guys are giving out under hand to hand too. These are terrifying 11 or terrifying 13 if the model has a brilliance characteristic, and it's or this model receives a plus flip, or its resist flips. So there we go. Let's see. Pretty cool. I mean, this crew, it's pretty neat. I heard another podcast talking about them and what their thoughts of it were and everything. And I thought, well, he sounded pretty cool. Then I wasn't even thinking too much of Jacob Lynch's Dark Depths until I happened to see an eBay a bid go up for him, and I tried to get him. I didn't, and it made me want him now. So here we go. This is my thought. That's the read through of the Dark Depths stuff with Jacob Lynch. It's pretty cool. It's all about handing out brilliance. I mean, there's a whole bunch of ways to give brilliance. Hungry Darkness, Tendrils, Hungry Darkness has a spell to light inside. The Beckoner's Honey Words, Come Hither, Reduce the Cinders, and Filled with Stars. All of them gave out brilliance characteristics. You can also prolong your brilliance to opponents with You Are Mine to light inside. The party never ends. So that's pretty cool. And there's a lot of benefits for opposing model having the brilliance. You can drain one wound from them with the Hungry Darkness. Gets a positive twist. Casting flips against them. The Hungry Darkness gets a positive twist on tendril damage. Beckoners use Nomai Klein. Get a +2 CA when targeting a model with brilliance. Mr. Grave gets a free RAM. You know, I mean, there's a whole bunch of stuff. The whole crew actually revolves around having brilliance, and it's pretty cool and how nice little combinations and such with it. Well, I'd just say stay away from a lot of everything in here if you can. Shoot them if you got range combat attacks. It's probably be best. Shoot the hookers first, and or Hungering Darkness if you can. As for an Everborn crew, quite different than what you would expect. They're not really a control like Pandora. Not a melee force like the Nephilim, like the other Nephilim with Lilith. Definitely not like the Dreamers. This definitely is a different, I would say, another way for Neverborn. They're probably the most, one of the most, you know, of course, the most unique but versatile crews out there, the Neverborn. And I think that Jacob Lynch and the Dark Depths box set play to that, and it's pretty cool. Now, on the downside is I got my strong arm suit for my Free Corpse in, and it's not as big as I thought it would. I heard this is a towering figure. It's no bigger than Imperial Guard. Some Imperial Guard models, Space Marine. Kind of disappointed. the size of the model being on a 40 millimeter base. Too many small things like the wires that broke off. So this makes me scared with anything I get from the Storm Shadows. I don't think the scale of their models is appropriate size for the price. Still like them, still going to buy them. Have no problem with quality. No problem with quality. It's just size. I think that they could just be a little bit bigger, and I'm worried about actual size and frailty of the models inside the dark deck box. So if you can get past that, use a lot of multiple point connections to the bases and everything to really solidify your standings on the base, that'd be pretty cool. Yeah, that's it. That's all we're going to call it. Remember, try and enter a contest. I want to give away some stuff. And talk to you soon. And remember, if you're not having fun, stop playing the game.
Call the rising sun.